Next kina, the kina of Yekeni Yiriyal Yashio, first of all, is the single most important kina to say. If somebody is unable to say kinas today or limited, this is the one that he should say. Because this kina is a kina that was mesukan by Yirmiyah HaNavi. If not the exact lashon, but the gezeira to say this kina. Now this kina is a little bit of our history. I know people are not familiar with Nach, and certainly with the different kings, the 20 different kings of Malchus Beis David. But one king that we are familiar with is Yeshio HaMelech, because Yeshio is mentioned every year here in the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av. Brief history of the time of Yeshio. Yeshio was the last great king of Klal Yisrael. The last king who was a true leader and who changed the face of Klal Yisrael. His kingdom ended 22 and a half years before the Churban. Subsequent to Yeshio's Malchus, it was all downhill. There were four subsequent kings, one for 3 months, and then 11 years, then 3 months, then 11 years, ending with Tzidkio. And those four kings, three were sons of Yeshio, one was his grandson. Really, it was all downhill. It was not a good time. For most of the 22 years, about half of the 22 years, Nebuchadnezzar was already in Eretz Yisrael. And basically, with Yeshio's death, the last great hope to avoid the Churban passed. Now, Yirmiyo said Nevuah for 40 years, so that he had already been saying Nevuah in the Malchus of Yeshio, somewhere in the middle of his Malchus, where it began. And he said for 40 years until the Churban, mysteriously, after the Churban and the death of Gedaliahu, Yirmiyahu's Nevuah ended. Now, no more Nevuah is from Yirmiyah, even though he lived beyond then for reasons that I don't know. At any rate, Yeshio became king at the age of 8. He became king at the age of 8, and already then set his mind to bringing about a tshuva movement in Klal Yisrael. But as an 8-year-old, it was something that was difficult. Chazal say he started by being misader, by bringing integrity to the Batei Dinim. The Batei Dinim had fallen to, as sometimes happened, had fallen to dishonest people, and there was no Seder of Din, of Seder in Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshio, at the age of 8, was already sat and judged Klal Yisrael. He sat in judgment, as a matter of fact. If someone asks you a riddle, where do you have a melech of Malchus Beis David mentioned in Chesh HaMishpat? Yeshio is mentioned by name in Shulchan Aruch, that the question is, how can a katan be a dayan? So Shulchan Aruch, it says, if kiblu alayim, if somebody in Hilchos Dayanim, right in the beginning, if you makabel on themselves a dayan, a filu katan ki Yeshio, even if somebody is a under bar mitzvah, so this din is a din. And he sat and judged Klal Yisrael. That was the way he felt the beginning of bringing Erlichkeit and Frumkeit to Klal Yisrael. Had to start with the Batei Dinim. Many years later, an event took place that changed everything, and that was the discovery in the Beis Hamikdash of the Sefer Torah Shel HaAzara. There was one Sefer Torah. Some say it was the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu had written. It was Sefer Torah Shel HaAzara, the Sefer Torah that was kept there as the Sefer Torah. If it would ever be any sveikis about the proper writing of a Sefer Torah, it was the Sefer Torah. The Yeshio had a grandfather named Menashe. Menashe was a Rasha, Menashe the son of Chizkiah. He was the longest ruling king in Klal Yisrael. And he was Kaider Askaris with Sifrei Torah. He corrupted the Sifrei Torah in Klal Yisrael. And because he corrupted, rewrote, changed Sifrei Torah in Klal Yisrael, the Sefer Torah Shabbat Zorah was hidden by the Kayanim. They put it in the hiding place. When Yoshio came to the throne, there was no Sefer Torah in Klal Yisrael that they knew was the way it should be, that was not corrupted. And remember, in those days, they actually learned the Mishnayos, the Gemara, everything from the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah was their Sefer. So the Gemara says that when the Sefer Torah was brought forth, Yeshio learned from it, and he went back to all the Dinei Torah he had paskin, and anything that had to be changed because of what he discovered now, he went back to the old Dinei Torah and changed them. Now, the Gemara says it for the godless of Yeshio and his Dinei Torah. To me, it's just an incredible thing that there were the generation of Jews that could take out the Sifrei Torah, and they kapaskin Bari Vishema Bari Yadif somehow from the Sefer Torah itself. They kapaskin Dinei Torah based on words that say in the Sefer Torah, the Darga of that generation. When the Sefer Torah was found, it had been put away, turned to Bereishis. Those of you who are above Basra know, Sefer Torah in the Beis Hamidrash was always wound to Bereishis. And it was found, turned to the Teichacha. And Yeshio saw this as a sign from Shemayim that it's time to do something. And he undertook the greatest Tshuva movement in Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says there was no Laikom Kamayu. There was no king like him in this aspect of returning the hearts of Klal Yisrael to Aviyam Sheva Shemayim. And through great effort, he succeeded for the most part in turning things around, in making Klal Yisrael into a nation that followed the Bari Olam, in repairing the Beis HaMikdash, and in making things better. However, he was not entirely aware of what was taking place. As it says here in the Kinnah, there were Jews who hid Avodah Zarah, most famously behind double doors that couldn't be seen when the doors were open. But the point is that they secretly, there were Avodah Zarah. What came to pass was that some 31 years into his reign, the King Mitzrayim, Paroi, went to do war with Aram. Aram is basically Syria or Lebanon, a war between Egypt and Lebanon or Syria. And as you know from the map, the only way to get from Egypt to Syria, unless you go by boat, the only overland route is through Eretz Yisrael. And Paroi asked for permission to go through Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshio felt that Klal Yisrael at that time was worthy of a kiyum of the pasuk leisaver cherev ba'aretzichem afilu cherev shel shalom, and he felt that he should not give permission for passage, and Paroi instead went through anyway, but did battle with Klal Yisrael, with Yeshio, and it was in that battle that Yeshio was killed. And the death of Yeshio is described. It says Yirmiyah bent down to listen to his last words, because the pasuk says he was injured in the battle with a number of spears. The chariot took him back to sort of behind the lines where Yirmiyah was. Yirmiyah bent down and heard his last words, Tzadiku Hashem ki piu marisi, that he had erred in not asking Yirmiyah for instruction. Before a king goes to battle, he should ask the Navi for instruction. Every king in Klal Yisrael had a Navi that accompanied him. That was his Baal Musar and his source of instruction. And Yeshio failed in that regard. And in that, he died. And with him, really, died the last great chance for Klal Yisrael to be able to redeem itself and avoid the Churban that was coming upon them. In Parshas Haschanan, You'll notice Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vayisaber Hashem bi lamanchem." It's a strange pasuk when you read it. Moshe Rabbeinu says that I'm not going into Eretz Yisrael because of you. It's actually twice in Parshas Vayechanan. The Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not going into Eretz Yisrael lamanchem because of you. Seems, when you read it, without being disrespectful to Moshe Rabbeinu, he seems to have forgotten that he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael because he hit the stone and didn't speak to the stone. And for whatever reason, that was his einish of not going into Eretz Yisrael. When you read the psukim, Yisaber Hashem b'lamanchem, it seems like a very strange expression that Moshe Rabbeinu says. But the aside that we have is that the Kayin Kiyechta Ba'ashma Sa'om, that when a leader of Klal Yisrael sins, it has to do with Ashma Sa'om, with the people. The leader represents the people, represents Klal Yisrael. And when Moshe Rabbeinu or Yeshio, when things happened that shouldn't have happened, we understand that it was Ba'ashma Sa'om, that it was something that happened because of the people. And the Pasuk in Divrei Hayom says clearly that Yeshio's his error, his oversight, and not looking, not seeing, not knowing exactly what to do, was Ba'ashma, it was Me'Hashem, it was from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and it happened because of the dishonesty of the people in secretly following Avodah Zarah behind his back. The Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim that Yirmiya was geyser to be mekainen on Yeshio. And Rashi says, anytime Klal Yisrael gets together to say kinnis for Etzara, we should say a kinnah on the death of Yeshio. And that's why, of all the kinnis, this is the most important kinnah. I assume saying it means saying it, understanding what you're saying. Just to look briefly at the kinnah, v'kaynin Yirmiyahu Yeshio, Eicha Eli kaynin umei Elav. The weep of Eicha calls forth on its own. Yeshio, at the age of 8, when he became king, began his search for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And Bnei Cham, the Africans, it's Parai, but Avram Chanu Olav, as they passed away at Yisrael, they camped against him. And his wonderful actions did not stand for him on this day. So this idea that he was the greatest of the kings means kamu ligdar, in the sense of bringing Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Like kam kamayu mimais avigdar. Avigdar, as you should know, is the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, as he's called in Divrei Hayamim. Davak by chait leitzanei adar, the sin of the leitzanim of the dar fell upon him. Ashakamu achar hadelas lizdar, they went and behind the doors they were misader their avaydazaras, and so on. It continues the order of the Aleph Beis. It describes the battle by the stanza Kila Hamoinai Leches Aram Naharayim. That's a reference to Paroi's Hamoin that wanted to go to Aram. L'man Leisaver Cherev Kolshu BeEfraim. The Cherev Kolshu is that Leisaver Cherev Baratzechem, that he didn't want the sword to go through Eretz Yisrael. L'shama L'choize L'shuv Acharayim. He did not listen to the Navi to turn around. Now, he didn't actually ask the Navi. If the Navi had commanded him, he would have listened. And this is, as I mentioned earlier, the idea that his failure was because it was from heaven. The Bechira was taken from him. It was a Gezeira from heaven. It's a poetic expression. To make the Yaitzei Mitzrayim fall in the hands of the Egyptians. And so on, the capital goes on, the kinnah goes on, and it describes later, Aidenu oitzim eino begev yoy nechetzim, as he closed his eyes, swords or spears were piercing his body, chetzach chetz mayrim v'leichetzim. So do v'samu kematara lachitzim. They cornered him and made him like a a target for the arrows. Kalim hitu achrav ezay mitzapiu. Kalim is a reference to Yirmiyah, who ran to listen to his last words. Ad mitzri nefesh, as his soul was squeezed from him, ma'isav hefiu. His actions were incredible. Ras fasav hivtsu mipiu, tzadiku Hashem ki marisu piu. So this is a reference to this, and as I said, it's the kinah of the day. The kinah, we always try to look at the root. We say Tisha B'Av, we're misabel on five things. The fifth thing, what happened in the Midbar, is a very long time ago. We feel very, very small, if any, connection to what happened 2,000 years ago, let alone what happened 1,000 years before that. But in every tzara, we look at the root. We try to see where it came from. And certainly the kinah of Yeshio is that root, that idea that we failed in our allegiance to Yeshio and following his leadership, and for that we say the kinah. Yekeinah Yirmiyah.